Hey everyone, I'm outside walking in the snow. You might hear my feet crunching through the ice that fell on top of the snow a couple days ago. I tried to get Psalm 10 to be published the other day, and something's happened with the system, so here I am trying to do it again. Sorry that this one got mixed out, and now they're a little bit out of order, but I'm sure you can figure it out. Thanks. Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm ready to read Psalm 10 with you this morning. This one is a bit longer, like yesterday's. I wasn't noticing how long yesterday's was. The long ones are coming. In reality, this isn't a long psalm in the book of Psalms, and the long ones are coming, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how those are going to work for the podcast. I want to keep it appropriate and short and listenable, but I really want to cover long psalms too, so we'll just see how that works. This psalm, it does not say who it is by, but it does fit with what we have been reading. It's talking about adversaries and enemies. So let's read Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? In the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounces, yea, contemns the Lord. The wicked in the pride of his countenance says, he will not require it. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for his adversaries, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. To all generations I shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and impunity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the covert places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the helpless. He lurks in the covert as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him in his net. He crouches, he bows down, and the helpless fall by his strong ones. He says in his heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the poor. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God and say in his heart, thou wilt not require it? Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite and take it into thine hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, and as for the evil man, seek out his wickedness till thou find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations are perished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the meek. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man which is of the earth may be terrible no more. It's a moving song. I think it's really exciting. And I don't know if I read it through the last time, if it struck me as powerfully it does today. That's one of the exciting things about these psalms. The psalm has so many verses about ugly, wicked, horrible people and their ugly behavior. Why would anyone want to sing a song about bad people doing bad things? What an awful song. So what is the point? What is it trying to do? I think that we ought to search for the sentence that meets our moment. We ought to find our horrible trials and complaints and commit it to our heart as we see it in this psalm. What a tool for prayer that will be. You can search through every sentence and say, that is what I am dealing with. Maybe you have a name to associate it with, and maybe you don't. Sometimes it is healthier for us to say, this is my trial, and not name the individual. Sometimes we do need to name the individual. But we can search through this psalm. We can find the failure that we are trying to deal with. And this psalm then validates our own horrible days and validates our own horrible experiences. God is giving voice to our complaint even before we complain about it. That's an important thing for us to know. When we reach verse 14 in this psalm, it's towards the end, we are essentially saying, "Dear God, be true to yourself. The helpless have committed themselves to you. You helped the helpless before. Dear God, help ever again." Let's reread the psalm together. "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? In the pride of the wicked, the poor are hotly pursued. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounces, yea, contemns the Lord. The wicked in the pride of his countenance says, he will not require of it. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for his adversaries, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. To all generations I shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and impunity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the covert places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the helpless. He lurks in the covert as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him in his net. He crouches, he bows down, and the helpless fall by his strong ones. He says in his heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the poor. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God and say in his heart, thou wilt not require it? Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to take it into thine hand. The helpless commit himself unto thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked. As for the evil man, seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations are perished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the meek. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that man which is of the earth may be terrible no more." In verses 17 and 18, at the end of the psalm, we reach the strong, purposeful work of God, how he will prepare the poor's hearts, he will prepare our hearts for what we need, and he will help his own hearing so that he will hear our plea, and that he will hear our cases, and that he will stand to judge our court cases and deliver justice. There is hope to be heard in finding justice. God has just decisions and just help for us, so that, in that final line, the man that is of the earth may be terrible no more. So let us plead to God to have our cases heard. Well, thanks for listening in. I appreciate that. If you have any ideas or questions, I put together an email account, readingthepsalms@gmail.com. Send me a message if you'd like, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.